Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Numbers 2 on our journey through the Word, and it's time for order in the camp. Our God is a God of order. Look closely at creation, and you'll find that He has set order throughout. It is one of the clearest fingerprints of God on everything we see. From the complex living machinery in a single cell to the beautiful ballet of planets and stars, God is a God of order. Here in Numbers 2, God takes the great camp of Israel with its 2 million-plus people, and He sets them in order. Now, I told you that Numbers is a road trip, and I promise that we will start moving soon. But marching 2 million people without order is a recipe for chaos and quarrel. Have you ever noticed that less direction causes more arguing? The same is true in church, in ministry, and in family. Order is essential to effectiveness. So before we get moving, we've got to get organized. And speaking of moving, our road trip across America is still on. So let this be a shout out to all of our new friends at Calvary Chapel Frisco, Calvary Chapel Bangor, Maine, and First United Methodist Church, and my new friends, the Green family, in New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And so, for friends new and old, let's dig in at chapter 2, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "The Israelites are to camp around the tent of meeting, some distance from it, each of them under their standard and holding the banners of their family." The first thing to see in chapter 2 is, again, the first three words, "The Lord said." Just like chapter 1, this is the command and direction of God Himself. Just as important as order is where your orders come from. And what is God's order for Israel? The Israelites are to camp around the tent of meeting. The tent of meeting here refers to the tabernacle, the place where God promises to meet with and dwell among His people. And the very first and central element to organizing God's people is to camp around God's presence. Without God at the heart, all the order in the world is worthless. And then he says, "each of them under their standard and holding the banners of their family." So there in the camp, with the tabernacle of God's presence in the center, the Israelites were to camp under their standard, or family banner. Stick with your family. Family is the primary building block that God gave us to provide order and structure for our lives. Family is stability. For the Israelites on a massive road trip of change and uncertainty, family was the one constant that made this journey a home. As I write this, I'm on week 3 of our great family road trip, 21 days in 22 states. I've woken up under a lot of different roofs, but with my wife beside me and my children near me, it's home enough. Camp under your family standard. Right now, our standard is a gray Honda Odyssey with 160,000 miles on it. As for the Israelites, they were separated into 12 family tribes, and the majority of the chapter lays out the positioning for each of those tribes. 12 tribes are separated into 4 camps of 3 tribes each, and each camp is positioned in one of the 4 cardinal directions relative to the tabernacle. 3 tribes east, then 3 tribes south, then 3 west, then 3 north. We begin towards the east in verse 3. "On the east, toward the sunrise, the divisions of the camp of Judah are to encamp under their standard. The leader of the people of Judah is Nahshon, son of Amminadab. His division numbers 74,600. The tribe of Issachar will camp next to them. The leader of the people of Issachar is Nethanel, son of Zuar. His division numbers 54,400. The tribe of Zebulun will be next. The leader of the people of Zebulun is Eliab, son of Helon. His division numbers 57,400. All the men assigned to the camp of Judah, according to their divisions, number 186,400. They will set out first." So the east camp is under the standard of Judah, with Issachar and Zebulun joined in. One standard for all 3 families. All told, 186,000 strong. Remember that the numbers are only the fighting men over 20. Then verses 10 through 16 are nearly identical, only the names and numbers are different. To the south, the camp of Reuben, under their standard, with Simeon and Gad, 151,450 strong. Then in verse 17, an anomaly, something different. The Levites, remember, were not counted with the other tribes. They were called to ministry in the tabernacle, and called to carry it when Israel moved. So in camp, the Levites camped immediately around the tabernacle on all sides, closest to it. It was sensible for convenience, but also pictures a reality, that those serving God in ministry are also those who stay closest to his presence. Then in 18-24, it's back to the usual form. Three more tribes, this time on the west. The camp of Ephraim, under their standard, with Manasseh and Benjamin, 108,100 strong. Finally on the north, the camp of Dan, under their standard, with Asher and Naphtali, 157,600 strong. And there they are, the Israelites, encamped in four directions from the tabernacle. Now the shape is interesting. The tabernacle and its courtyard in the middle were a large rectangle surrounded by a white curtain. If you start there and move out in the four cardinal directions like a thick line, you don't get a big square or circle. If you imagine standing on a nearby hillside and looking down over the group to the west, you would see the tabernacle at the center, with the shortest line going up away from you, two equal lines going left and right, and the longest line going down towards you. The formation would seem to be a cross. Now, whether the cross formation was God's divine order or the overactive imagination of some Bible scholars, you can decide for yourself. But keep it in mind when we get to Numbers 22. Another interesting picture in the camp formation is the four tribal standards. The Bible does not tell us what image was on each of the standards. However, Jewish tradition maintains that the four standards were a lion, a man, an ox, and an eagle. The four images would then match the four faces on the cherubim about the throne of God in Ezekiel and Revelation. It's a fascinating picture, and perhaps the four faces were chosen as standards to symbolize the presence of God's angels encamped around God's people. Or perhaps I'm overthinking it. I'll leave you to research it more. For now, how do we apply this chapter practically? The answer is order. Order in the church and order in your family. Organization is essential to any group. Every team, business, troop, family, or church needs order. Chaos just isn't effective. Imagine your coach decided the new team strategy was chaos on the court. No positions, no plays, just go nuts. I like to call this strategy losing badly. Here in the book of Numbers, God took a massive group and gave them order so they could move in unity. God has also given order to the church as well as to the family. Some of that order is made clear in Scripture. Other parts of the order, he leaves to the wisdom of leaders under the direction of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 says, "Everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way." Church service anarchists take note. Paul says to the Colossian church, "I delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is." God's order for the church is found in Ephesians 4 and 1 Timothy 3, among other places. God has also set an order for your family. Dad, mom, and kids each have their unique role to play, just like any team. You can find directions for family in Ephesians 5. The chapter ends just as chapter 1 did. Remember that the primary lesson of this road trip is trust. God is teaching his people to trust him. And with God, trust and obedience go hand in hand. So it is encouraging to see, thus far, God's people are faithful to obey. We'll close with verse 34. So the Israelites did everything the Lord commanded Moses. That is the way they encamped under their standards, and that is the way they set out, each of them with their clan and family.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.